Well, if you're a procrastinator and still haven't filled out those taxes, there's something new you're going to notice on your form this year, and that something is the Affordable Care Act. Millions of Americans could pay an additional penalty this year. That's if they're uninsured for some or all of the year. Or you might find yourself in a position of having to pay back some of the money you got for the government to help pay for insurance premiums. And as you might expect, the penalty phase of Obamacare for some people is just a little bit complicated. And that's why we've called Michelle Andrews. She's a consumer columnist for Kaiser Health News, and she writes their Insuring Your Health column. Welcome, Michelle.
Hello, how are you?
Great, thanks. Now, if you do owe the penalty on your taxes this year, how much are we talking about for most people?
The penalty is either 1% of your income or $95, whichever is greater. For many people, it's going to be the 1% because the $95 is your income has to be pretty low to meet that.
So for most people, we're talking, if they don't have insurance, what, like sort of $225, $250, $300 kind of thing?
It could be that. It could be more than that. It's going to vary depending on your income.
But next year and the year after, those penalties do go way up.
They do indeed. Next year, the range is $325 or 2% of income, whichever is greater. So that could mean a much bigger hit for many people.
Which means if you haven't gotten insurance yet, get it now because the penalty this year is still a lot smaller than what you pay next year.
It is. And I should mention that the government is allowing people who are uninsured and when they went to file their taxes this year realized that, you know, oops, I owe a penalty and they don't want to owe a penalty for 2015. They do qualify for a special enrollment period, even though the tax marketplace and the open enrollment period has ended for most people.
So if you were uninsured for all a part of the year, you probably owe a penalty, but a lot of different people might be exempt from paying it.
That's absolutely true. Actually, the government estimates that only about 2 to 4% of taxpayers will actually owe a penalty. Many, many people are going to be able to qualify for exemptions. There's a really long list of them, and a lot of them are related to affordability. If insurance is going to be too expensive, meaning it'll cost more than 8% of your income, you actually don't have to buy it.
There was also news just a month or two ago, Michelle Andrews, that the IRS sent out about 800,000 incorrect forms for people to calculate the tax credits they get for helping to buy coverage. So how's that being corrected?
My understanding is that there's some flexibility with people about how they have to deal with that. The amount that you get in a premium tax credit is, you know, reported to you by the government, and it's based on the estimate that you in the marketplace made of what you'd earn the next year. And so if that estimate was off at the end of the year, tax time, you're going to have to reconcile what you thought you'd get with what you did earn and how much you got in premium tax credits. So you'll get a form from the health insurance exchange that says how much you got, and you'll use that information to fill out a tax form that spells out what you received and allows you to calculate either how much you owe the government for too much tax credit or what you get back from the government because you didn't get enough.
Now, I got to say, Michelle Andrews, a lot of this sounds so very complicated, but we should repeat, you said only about 2 to 4% of people owe any of this money. And it's also true, isn't it, that the IRS gets this money by taking some out of your refund. And if you don't owe a refund, they can't really come after you for a check, right?
You're right. If someone owes the penalty for not having insurance, really the government may just take your tax refund and that's about it. If you got too much in premium tax credit, you're generally going to have to pay that back. It's capped based on how much you earn. You won't have to pay more than, I think it's $2,500, unless you earn more than 400% of poverty or about $46,000, and then you're on the hook for the whole amount if you got too much in premium tax credits. But the government will help in that they won't require you to pay it all at once at tax time. You can set up an installment plan. Alas, they will charge you interest as you pay it off.
Well, almost everybody has to get insurance under the Affordable Care Act, but it seems like the discipline in the form of penalties is pretty soft discipline. Michelle Andrews, she's consumer columnist for Kaiser Health News. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you.